Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
I'm Jeff Phelps. My buddy's Andy Baskin. Meredith is taking your phone calls, 216-474-0092. Dan Menigan, known Mike McCarthy hater, flying our ship today.
Is he?
Now I just say that because I want you to say nasty things about me.
I'd prefer Mike McCarthy truther. Maybe that's the better way to put it.
Oh.
Yeah, that's how I like it better.
Well, you disagree with Micah Parsons. The Dallas Cowboys future Hall of Famer says it's devastating that Mike McCarthy is not going back to Dallas. Says he's obviously very sad. Everything he's done for our program. 3 straight 12-5 seasons, playoff appearances. Great father, great coach. One of the winningest coaches.
Always held the door for everybody coming in.
Always been good to us.
Made sure there were clean towels in the gym.
Helped some ladies across the street. Did you ever see him do that? That's pretty,
I did.
Losing a great coach like Mike Hurts from Micah Parsons.
Always let you borrow a pen.
Once watched him stop his car at like 50 miles an hour to let a turtle cross.
Had no issue with the two. Was real patient with the turtle.
No, actually,
sure
he
was having a good day.
He actually got out and helped the turtle.
Yeah.
And apparently,
you should.
Apparently the idea of, you know, the courting of Dion and Jason Witten as the heir apparent and everything else made, according to some reports, Mike McCarthy say, thanks, fellas, I'm out. And he called off the negotiations. Now, you don't probably do that unless you know you're going to be interviewing somewhere else, and he's interviewing with Chicago. That's supposed to happen today.
And by the way, remember, they wouldn't let him interview, even though they knew it was down to like
right.
the final days.
The Bears
that
asked.
Was his way of trying to figure out if they wanted him back a little bit, too, right?
Don't Mike's you? A Pittsburgh guy.
Yeah,
I could see him. I mean, going and working for the Halas family seems like it's a pretty solid situation. You have a good young quarterback there if you're Mike McCarthy to either develop or ruin, as Menigan might want to say. But I could see that happening. Saints also an interesting situation for him. I would think he ends up with one of those two gigs. Maybe Jacksonville. I don't know.
He'll end up at one of these jobs.
I would think Chicago is the spot for him.
He screams Chicago or Pittsburgh.
Yeah, but Tomlin's not going anywhere, is he?
Yeah, I know. But the fans would like for that to happen, I think, probably.
Go ahead, Dan.
Why would you want to trade out a coach that your fan base is screaming has a ceiling for a coach that you know has a ceiling?
Because they don't see that.
It feels like you're just kind of...
They don't see that. I think level-headed Steeler fan gets it, and they understand it. And they're like, okay, it could be worse. But,
right.
Man, I've heard a lot of, like... I was listening to the station overnight, like 5:30 this morning, and they're like, oh, it's just Tomlin's got to go!
Yeah, but can
it's
I ask...
It's got to go!
Let me follow up something Dan just said. A coach that has a ceiling. Which coaches don't?
Sean McVay.
Okay, that's one. And remember,
Andy Reid.
McVay was a guy that I said I would trade for.
Hey, listen, Bill Belichick had a ceiling, right? Right?
I mean, what?
Well, without Tom Brady, you could make the argument that yes.
That is the forever chicken and an egg.
Exactly right.
There are coaches. The Mike McCarthy problem that I will have is we have
McCarthy Marty Schottenheimer, the modern day Marty?
That's a good way to put it. We have a long track record of what Mike McCarthy does. And there are a chunk of people who, for some reason, I think that Mike McCarthy is better than what he is. And Mike McCarthy is a fine NFL coach. He will come in, he will stabilize the ship, but you will hit a ceiling with Mike McCarthy. And if you look and make sure you know when that ceiling is coming, he's fine. But you will always look around and think, is there a better way to go about this than having Mike McCarthy there? That's the best way to describe it. It's not a hate of Mike McCarthy. It's a reality of Mike McCarthy. It's like, okay, Mike McCarthy's going to get me to this point. Can I find somebody to get me above that? Am I willing to move on to it? Or am I going to talk myself into the fact that Mike McCarthy is this and no more than this?
I'm just throwing out a fact here. Okay, ready? You're not going to like this fact.
Okay.
Mike McCarthy has won 61% of his games in his NFL career.
Oh, I know this stat.
No, you don't know.
Yeah, right in between Bill Walsh and Tom Landry.
You do know that stat.
I know the stat.
He's right ahead of Tom Landry, Sean McVay, and just behind Bill Walsh, Marty Schottenheimer, and Sean Payton. That's pretty good company, man.
Yeah, it is.
I'd take that here. And I don't mean the person. I mean the winning percentage and everything else. I'd be okay with a guy who can win me 12 games a year and give me a chance in the playoffs.
Enjoy your stagnant offense.
It wasn't stagnant when Dak was healthy.
It was stagnant even into last year. It's why they got throttled the
way that
they
did. Well, in the last year, they didn't have Dak. They're throwing out Cooper Rush.
No, I'm sorry. I meant the year previous.
Well, when they went 12-5?
2023, not
when they went 12-5.
Yeah, and their defense... They got throttled.
Who's signing up for 12-5? 216-474-0092. Right here.
Listen.
I'm your boy.
Can we be honest that if you have a lot of great talent,
you ought to be able to win 10 games.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And Dallas has a boatload of great talent, and look where it's gotten them with Mike McCarthy at the helm.
Into the playoffs.
Congrats.
Okay.
Congratulations on your first round.
I think.
What's our goal again?
Troy Aikman. Who I bad coaching. I love listening to, has called McCarthy a great coach and thinks it's a terrible idea to get rid of him.
Yeah. I don't know. Nice. The only thing that
that's
can destroy...
Nice. That's nice.
Because Dan knows more than Troy when it comes to coaching the Cowboys.
I truly believe the only thing that can destroy a good, talented team is bad coaching. It really is. It's the only. If you have a talented team and they're not selfish, then bad coaching is the only thing that can crush them. So... Maybe Dan has a point.
There is a Mike McCarthy ceiling. Like, it's just...
But is he a bad coach?
I don't think he's a bad coach. There's just a ceiling. Like, you will hit a point where Mike McCarthy will get you to that point, and he will get you no further than that point. And if you're great with, like, hey, I'll win 11 games in the regular season and get throttled in the playoffs, then Mike McCarthy's your guy. Bring him on in. Love every last bit of having him.
22 playoff games, 11 wins, 11 losses.
Yeah. Ever since he got out of Green Bay and Aaron Rodgers and that one Super Bowl year, it has been meh for Mike McCarthy. He'll win you a bunch of regular season games. Just get into the playoffs and get throttled, and all of you will look at each other and go, okay.
And that would get Marty Schottenheimer's statue here in Cleveland.
Yeah. If that's what you want, go get him.
I'm not saying for here. I just think he will be coaching next year if he wants to.
Yeah,
I think Chicago's going to hire him.
Sure, he'll be the Bears coach. They'll win 8 to 10 games next year and get throttled.
So, in other words, he's their J.B. Bickerstaff.
That's a great way to
put
it.
Will you spend 10 minutes on the air just setting yourself verbally on fire, saying that you're an idiot if he wins the Super Bowl in Chicago?
I mean, I don't even need to take 10 minutes to do that. I do that daily.
Oh, no. We would want to just make sure
that... I am an idiot. It's proof.
Well, we want it to linger, though. I got to give you more
than
5 minutes.
You'll have to let it linger. Do you have to let it linger? You know I'm just such a fool.
Stop.
You are a fool. Yes.
My friend Jeff in Cleveland is a diehard Cowboys fan. His fantasy team is called America's Team. He sent me this text. First he said, how many playoff wins? Then he said, Dan and I know more than Troy. We don't want McCarthy.
Mm.
Glad you guys are doing so well.
Oh, such a fool for you. Yeah.
Got you wrapped around your finger.
Eric Edholm, NFL.com.
I'm just in so deep on this thing. I'm just telling you, you know.
What quarterback does
such
he
a fool
like?
For this coach.
And would he take a quarterback at two? Which
Do
ones does he like?
Finger? Do you?
Hey, and we're going to find us a quarterback coming up in the noon hour. It's Baskin and Phelps.
Are you drinking cranberry juice?
With these clowns on the fan.